Please listen carefully.
You are listening to the Ardent Development Podcast. I'm Ron Smith.
And I'm Derek Hatchard. Whatever your role in the software development industry, join us in our search for inspiration and insights for builders and leaders.
Go to ardentdev.com to find more interviews and subscribe by email. Follow us on Twitter at ardentdev.
Welcome to the Ardent Development Podcast. I'm Derek Hatchard, and I am here with Ron Smith. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different than normal. Normally, we have a guest on the show. We ask them a bunch of questions, and we really help to bring some of their insights and thoughts to you. This week, I'm going to ask Ron a couple of questions about himself so that as you listen to him talk on the podcast week after week, you know a little bit more about who he is and where he came from. So first of all, welcome, Ron.
Thanks, Derek.
And why don't you just take us back? Tell us how you got started in the tech industry.
So I built software for a living for years and years. And then I had a stint where I went on some testing teams. So I tested some software and became a test lead and went that route. Then I started leading these development teams. What I realized was that I was a pretty good developer, but I was really good at leading teams, leading people. And I found that I was one of those guys that wanted to work with the teams to help the teams to grow and evolve them. So I got into this IT, technical project management, started mentoring some other project managers as well. So that's really where my sweet spot is. So I'm one of those project managers that really enjoys hanging out with the developers, the architecture groups. You know, I don't code per se anymore, but I've got that background that lets me stay in the conversation, and I get some really neat projects because of it.
And you and I met, we were talking about this just the other day, you and I met maybe 16 or 17 years ago. We were both living in Moncton, New Brunswick. I had started a consulting company. We ended up working together for a number of years. We bought a rental property together. We've done a number of things. You really helped to keep keep things moving in the right direction for the consulting company. You know, as it grew, you know, it wasn't a massive company, but you know, once you're more than a couple of people, it definitely gets harder to keep everything pointed in the right direction. After that, we worked on a number of projects together. Do you want to maybe give your point of view, your perspective, and some of the things that we worked on?
Well, one of the things that comes to mind is we had our hand at a little startup that we bootstrapped on Tuesday evenings. We were both working, and we had decided to set aside Tuesday evenings, one night a week. So we would collaborate on Tuesday evenings, and we actually produced two products, and you had a third product that you had kind of brought into the fold. And, you know, that's what we were doing. We were determining where to host it. We were getting some administrative help. You know, it was basically a two-man shop. It was brainstorming what requirements the product should have. It was building it, testing it. If you took two guys and turned them into the little mini IT shop, that's basically what we did. Some people go to university and they put money down to learn and to have these experiences. And that was time well spent to go through that and to learn some of those lessons that you get as an entrepreneur to attempt to launch some of these products. It was invaluable.
One of the things that I remember, and I won't say any names on the show here, but I do remember with one of the things that we were working on, you know, you had made a sale. I'm a terrible salesperson. It's not my forte at all, but we had created a product, we had a framework, and you know, I'm looking at it going like, well, there's so much more to do. We really have to, you know, finish the product. We haven't hit MVP yet. And meanwhile, you went out and you made a sale. And it just blew my mind. I was like, that's amazing. He got someone to write a check to buy the product. It was pretty cool. That particular product, I guess I'm being very mysterious as we talk about it. But yeah, you know, if we hadn't shuttered that one 7 years ago, it would be very interesting to see where that would have gone. You've been self-employed for a fairly large percentage of your career now. Can you talk a little bit about that, what that journey has been like for you?
You're really business development and your marketing, and you are the one who has to get the work done. So it's quite fulfilling. it's been really good. It's certainly not for everybody. You need to have a certain risk tolerance, and you need to have a certain network to be able to hear of projects and the like that are happening. But I've really enjoyed it.
Be interesting to hear from some of our listeners about their experiences if you're self-employed or working in a larger company. How you, especially folks who have done both, love to hear some of that compare and contrast if you want to go on Twitter or just email us. Really interested to hear your stories.
You know, you can get that type of sense if you're self-employed, but you can also get it in a small shop as well. I can remember when I first went to work for you years and years ago, I went from a very, very large company. There were so many tasks that had to be done, and there were people that would do all these things. And I remember coming into you and saying, well, we need to set up a new SQL Server instance, and the computers aren't racked yet. And I said, who might do that? And you said, why don't you? And it was a very, you know, so when you're working for these really small companies, there's not a ton of people to go around, and you get a chance to touch so many different aspects of it. You basically handed me the book, said the disks are over there, and said, it's not too bad. So your learning really goes through the roof. I'll tell you a funny story. I remember our interview, me sitting down with you, and you said, so do you do any blogging? And I looked at you back in the day and I said, oh, what's a blog? Everybody's got to start somewhere, right? And so anyway, to now we fast forward and you learn so many experiences working for these small companies that your breadth of knowledge, you have to be deep in what you're willing to learn and put your shoulder into. And it's very similar when you're self-employed.
So let's talk about the podcast for a second. Why the Art and Development Podcast? Why are you doing this?
Why would I do such a thing? So I'm one of those lifelong learners, and I really love to learn. I love to meet people who are doing interesting things. And the IT industry has this spectrum of, you know, the monotonous day-to-day, show up every day, get your work done. But there's this other spectrum happening over on this other end of the spectrum that is really interesting people doing interesting things, being treated very well by companies, and lots of opportunity. And in your career, you can find yourself, depending on where you're working and what opportunities you have, falling somewhere within that spectrum. I have really enjoyed teaching. I've always been the person who wanted to pass that information along to my peers. And it just seems like a natural fit. You see things and you learn things about how corporations work or about how IT works, what have you, and you want to pass it along. And this is a really good way to do that. It's really quite fun. Like the people that we were interviewing last week, you know, I laughed out loud several times during the interview because of how creative they are. So that's my why.
In addition to the Art and Development Podcast, you have the site managingprojects.ca. I would encourage folks to go check that out as well. You have a Managing Projects podcast feed, which is on iTunes, and you can listen to those on your site. Also some interesting interviews on there. There's also a free ebook you have posted. Can you remind me the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Rockstar Estimating Guide.
Thank you. And that's really great. Folks should go and grab that. It's free and has some great information about just getting better at estimating, which is something that, you know, that you've written about and spoken about over the years. Years ago at the Maritime DevCon conference here in Canada, you had given a session on that. It's been one of your pet topics, that and projects at risk, which I think sometimes I just think you're insane for being passionate about that, because you seem to love projects that are in need of intervention.
Yeah, the troubled project recovery. I kind of fell into that over my career, because you'd see these projects that were going sideways on a company, and you just want to help. And I tried my hand at it. I was lucky enough to work for a company that gave me the opportunity to try it years ago. And I tell you, I'm hooked. I don't know what's the matter with me, but I get jazzed up. Like, the harder the project, it seems the more fun it can be. Now, when you go into these projects, everyone's stressed out and everything else that comes with it. So for me, it's the restoration. So you take a project or a project team or this client conflict, and you're able to resolve it. There's a lot of emotional good that comes. You know, how can I help? I'll go in and let's make this better as quick as we can. For whatever reason, I'm just wired. I seem to think they're fun. I don't know what it is.
If anyone wants to get a hold of you, Ron, other than the Ardent Development email address and the Ardent Development Twitter feed, where else can people find you online?
Well, I've got a website for my company. It's chalder.ca, so chalder.ca. That's my Chalder Consulting webpage. You can reach me at ron@chalder.ca. And on the Managing Projects Twitter account, which is manage_proj on Twitter.
Okay, well, we will put that in the show notes as well so folks can check that out. They can click through to those sites and find you. I hope that everyone found this little peek behind the curtain interesting, and we will see you next time. You've been listening to the Ardent Development Podcast. Be sure to visit us at ardentdev.com for the show notes, including links to the books and resources mentioned. And don't forget to sign up for email notifications so that you're the first to know about new episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter at ardentdev. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on iTunes as it helps other people discover the podcast. Thanks for listening.